IO9 can suck it. Kotaku can suck it. Video game journalism has gone to the wolves. The only people who say it like it is are us, and everybody else can suck it.
Yep.
I guess that's
okay.
That's the news that's fit to print.
Hello.
Bienvenidos, Power Bottoms. I've been doing that too many times. I've got to stop.
Still love.
You're I'm Kendrick.
Copyright struck.
This is Sit Sock.
I'm Kyle.
Or
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin. Or maybe you don't get us noticed.
Whoa!
Maybe don't drive traffic.
Lawsuit.
Today in news, a small time podcast was sued by the Game Grumps.
Yeah.
I don't see Aaron Hansen suing us for that. He's going to hear, like, if it ever actually crossed his desk that we were using Bienvenuto Power Bottoms, he'd just probably be like, awesome, and then move on with his day.
I think his first response would be, why? and then maybe awesome.
I don't know.
So, like,
go ahead. Are you good?
No, you go ahead.
Okay,
yeah,
I will.
Yeah, you hang up.
Okay. Well, when we went to see them, the live thing,
that was
some of the most, like, intense fans I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they're kind of scary.
My ears hurt from just the people screaming, like, cheering for them after that night.
There's nothing scarier than Morrissey fans. Let me tell you that.
That's true. Morrissey fans are the next step, but Game Grumps fans aren't much further down.
But they're not, like, trying to jump up on the stage to kiss or, like, touch Danny Sexbang or, like, you know, like, they're not that crazy. They're not Morrissey crazy.
No.
They're not.
But no, Morrissey is pretty crazy, but Game Grumps fans are a special breed of crazy, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we are they.
I kind of am one of them, and I feel like I don't belong here.
So, speaking of different levels, there's like a levels of people.
Join our Patreon. We've got all these levels of it. Sorry, I'm sorry, Kyle. Go ahead.
No, that's a good a segue if we had a Patreon. Maybe I should actually set that up.
Do it.
Oh, I don't.
So, like, there's like, so watching Aaron mostly, and sometimes Dan play Mario Maker has had just like increased my respect for them tenfold, because like I could never do that, because I've tried to play Mario Maker stuff and it's like,
dude,
what on earth is happening?
Right?
But
I went and bought the game because when I saw him doing that, I'm like, it can't be that hard. Then I played it and I'm like, oh, fuck.
But there's a guy on TikTok that Joe informed me the other. I started sending these videos to Joe.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sending, and he said it's something called Kaleido. Is that what it is?
Kaizo Mario,
which is like the before you back in my day Mario Maker, where they like hacked the Mario like Super NES.
Yeah.
But this guy is fucking nuts, dude. He is. I've never seen someone play Mario in such. It's like a fucking robot.
Does he make them or just play them?
I don't even know. I just watch it and I'm like, how did you do that?
I believe, just from the way his general reaction is in the TikTok videos, I think he's just playing them.
Yeah.
Because if you're not familiar with Kaizo Mario, basically way back in the day before Mario Maker was a thing, a bunch of people took the ROM of Super Mario World, entered like the debug mode and created their own levels. And a lot of them, like the very first one, was called Asshole Mario, which I also learned while I was looking this up while I was talking about it to Kyle. But
that's what I thought. I was like, how does he know all this stuff? He must be learning it.
Well, I knew a lot about it before, but because I'd heard the term a lot when I was watching Ross build levels, because he references those a lot. But I didn't know that the first one was titled that, and it was very much the classic of like Mario Maker, like sadistic levels where you put like an invisible coin block on the arc of a jump over a pit. So like you jump, you hit the block, and you go straight down. It was that kind of thing. So people started doing those, and they started getting popular. And then people started learning all these weird little tricks that I still can't figure out how the fuck you're supposed to do it. Where they'll like, they'll have a shell, they kick the shell, it bounces off a thing, they bounce off the shell and somehow still kick it up in the air and then catch it and just like ride it up and all kinds of crazy nonsense like that. And this dude that Kyle kept sending me is crazy good. And it's like, it's got the way his TikTok video is laid out is he's got like his profile shot the game in like actually kind of a smaller like screen in screen, and then on the top level he's got an image the recording of his hands on the controller, which he basically has it laying out flat, and he's using like the tips of his fingers in like this really bizarre way. I see like speedrunners do stuff like this because they have to like do button click efficiency and like WAP and that kind of shit. Or not WAP.
WAP?
That.
Not that kind of one.
Not that one, but the other thing, like clicks per second or whatever it is that the StarCraft guys do. There's a title for it. I can't remember what it is.
Work said WAP. Sorry, side note. Someone at work said WAP. And I didn't really understand that there was another way. They were talking about a Wapatui, which is where you mix all the alcohol at a party together and drink it, which I would just call a suicide because it's very similar. But apparently that's not what WAP means.
Yeah, I'm going to refrain from saying that because I only know of that as a racial slur.
A Wapatui? Yeah.
Just the first part.
W-O-P.
I think we...
I was thinking
W-A-P. Never mind.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I totally forgot.
Well, that's offensive for other reasons.
Anyway, continue, Joe.
Or not.
But yeah, so that's kind of where like Mario Maker kind of started, I guess, is like people doing that. And yeah, some of the ones when I first saw it, I was like, where are these levels? Like, how do you actually play this? And you have to like basically get the ROM shared, like the ROM hack version shared, and then you put it in your Super Nintendo and then you'd play that. And usually like the levels are always like that. They're just impossible unless you're like a top tier crazy player. And
with,
that
with fingers made out of gold.
Yeah. Where you have to like also click the control and shift key at the same time with the inside knuckle of your pinky finger. I'm still mad about that. That's so stupid.
That was so
Wait,
dumb.
What is that?
did we talk about that?
I thought we.
You have to like hit Alt with your.
Okay.
Did we talk about this? I thought we talked about this on.
I swear we talked about this.
Yeah, it was in one of the chats.
But
maybe the
I don't think we
chat.
Talked about it on the cast.
Yeah, not the cast.
Okay.
So we got to bring Kyle in here.
All right, Kyle. I have a question for you. When you are playing a computer game and using WASD controls, right? How do you click the left control key?
Pinky. Which part of your finger?
Pinky tip.
You pinky like kind of like curl back, click it with the tip of your pinky.
Yeah, I do shift and that. My Alt and spacer thumb, shift and control are
okay.
Are my pinky finger?
Cool. See, that's the way I do it.
That's how normal humans operate.
So most normal humans I've spoken to do it.
Okay.
This
how
dude
on Earth would you? Hit it with. Do you have like a control this, stick that's like two
this dude
tall?
Purports
this motherfucker.
this son of a dude who writes for like the Nerdist or something. I forget what the actual artist was, or the article or the source.
We'll post a link if Kendrick can remember how to find it because we had trouble finding it the last time around.
Yeah. Basically, he says the easiest way and the way that makes sense, and everybody else is weird and wrong for doing it this pinky tip way. Is to flatten your hand out and basically click it with the inside knuckle of your pinky.
I could see something like that. I mean, I just did it like five times and it seems to work, but I would never have thought that
that's
would be the way to do it.
To me, that's insane because my fingers don't go that way when they're on the computer. Like,
see, I think
I'd
I think
have to flatten out my whole hand. Oh, go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I was just going to say the worst part about it was the way he said that everyone is like wrong and horrible for using the tip of their pinky. I don't care.
There was like apparently there was like only one person in their office at where they work who said that he does it this way, and like they had a picture of their like Facebook or Teams or Slack or whatever chat function they were using, and they were just ripping into him like, "God, you're fucking weird."
Wait,
how can you
the guy who uses the tip of his pinky?
Yeah, the guy who does it the way that generally most humans fucking do it. Because apparently all of them are fucking weird, abstract-handed aliens.
And, like, think about it, though. Like, how would you press control if you were typing on a keyboard? You wouldn't... Would you... Like, not just playing a game, like, typing.
You would use the at the tip of your finger for any key, because that's pretty much how it works.
Yeah.
The thing he mentioned was that it also means he can hold control and shift at the same time, which is a feature.
Which I don't understand, like, where that would be useful in any game. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, in what game is the, what, 200 keys on your keyboard or some nonsense like that? Not enough that you have to, like, yeah, that's what I said, 101. Not enough that you need to, like, have a control shift command as opposed to just mapping it to one of the other 100 keys.
Yeah.
In a situation where you can't pick up your ring finger to press control and shift like you would if you were typing like an adult.
Yeah. And it's just like... Yeah, and it's just...
No, it was... Joe was so inconsolably mad.
I just couldn't... Mainly because of this. Because, one, I don't care how you fucking type. What made me care was this motherfucker coming on and, like, who is a quote-unquote journalist who is like, yeah, I don't understand how the rest of you fucking peons do it this way. It's insane and stupid. And I was like, that is a completely legitimate way that most people do things. You're the outsider pretending like you're the only normal one here and being a fucking dick about it.
Eat
now I have an
shit,
opinion.
You ass spelunker.
Yeah. Just like, this is what you, like, this is what news journalism, like, video game journalism is you being a bougie fucking dipshit.
Was that on Kotaku?
It wasn't Kotaku, but it could have been Kotaku.
I was like, have you read Kotaku in the last, like, 20 years? It's like, it's all, like, exclusionary journalism. Or,
I expressly do not. I expressly do not read Kotaku.
That's supposed to bring balance to the bullshit game journalism, not cast them all into darkness.
It's like either really exclusionary journalism or, like SJW style, like, articles about things. Sometimes positive, sometimes negative. But, like, either way, like, and I have a comment there. Much like getting rid of the lime Skittle in Skittles and replacing it with the horrendous green apple, they decided to change their site layout at some point, and I stopped going to Kotaku just altogether because their new site layout is basically like a nightmare-fueled dream of some terrible person who's like, you know what we should do? We should get rid of all the kind of layout that, like, makes sense where you scroll down the page to see articles and just come up with these sections that don't make any sense that are interspersed with ads that have then sometimes pictures that go to videos that aren't related to the picture that you clicked. And it's like,
right,
what fucking demon possessed you to make you want to do something so terrible? Like,
that's
what?
A lot of mobile sites these days.
Like, it's not, yeah, that's, it's not just them either. It's like any fucking journalism system hasn't been able to figure out how to get out of, like, the 90s era of internet, like,
well, like, Kotaku became the... Kotaku is basically a clickbait listicle site now, so...
Yeah.
We should stop talking about them and giving them legitimacy with our voices and our life breaths.
Yeah, fuck them.
But anyway. I do like the takeout, though. I've learned some pretty good recipes from that site. Oh, and cool. IO9 doesn't do too bad. But you're right. We shouldn't be giving Gawker Media too much attention.
I had a hard time with IO9. Like, I've been on the fence with it for a while, and then I saw a panel at DPCC a few years ago. And this is unfair of me, but I'm still doing it.
It's like a steampunk panel, right?
It was a steampunk panel, and the founder of IO9 said that, or Cyberpunk, it was Cyberpunk, that Cyberpunk is dead because the current world is worse than any dystopian narrative we could come up with, so you can't write Cyberpunk anymore. Straight faced, like, mic drop. And it was like, I don't think that we should be making pejorative statements about the mentally handicapped, but I think you might be retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've never suddenly lost respect for somebody or their website so quickly.
Yeah.
So IO9 can suck it. Kotaku can suck it. And video game journalism has gone to the wolves. The only people who say it like it is are us, and everybody else can suck it.
Yep.
I guess that's
okay.
That's the news that's fit to print.
I have a question for you guys. This is totally
answer.
Tangential. Like, so I'm going to take us off in a different direction.
Oh, we're moving on. Yeah.
All right.
Good, good.
So yesterday we were having an adventure where we were watching a movie. I can't remember what movie it was. It wasn't terrible. Oh, it was Terrifier.
Porn?
Which is a movie you should watch if you want to watch some crazy ass grindhouse horror. But we finished it and we were kind of reeling because that movie is pretty violent. And all of a sudden, like, there's just like a Rick and Morty episode that pops up, and it was the Vat of Acid episode. And I forgot how. No. What it wasn't. Was it the Vat of Acid? No, it was the Vat of Acid episode followed by, no, because that's the one where he builds him the thing that like makes him go back in time. I'm air quoting, right? And he can like,
yes, redo,
okay. And I was
the Vat of Acid one is concerning.
I was like, why did we choose to watch this? So when was the last time you like? And this might not apply to everybody here, but when was the last time you accidentally put on a Rick and Morty episode and you're like, oh shit, I wasn't ready for that like emotional ride.
Many
that,
of them.
You're like, I just finished watching a terrifying horror movie about people getting chopped in half and shit, and then I had to watch this episode of Rick and Morty that made me feel existential dread. Like, it was a wild ride, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've found that I can't really prepare for like Rick and Morty episodes. I just have to put them on when I can watch them and just open myself to being just taken on a ride. It's gonna go places.
Definitely. You're gonna feel things. Yeah. You're gonna go places. You're gonna do stuff.
The next season's coming out soon, I think. Right?
Yeah.
Yep. I actually don't track it, to be honest. It just kind of comes on, and I'm like, ooh, and then I go through existential crises, and then I move on.
Fair enough.
They had a trailer release recently. I haven't watched
That's
it.
That's right. But I think Dennis showed me that. Oh man, I'm excited, but also every season has gotten progressively more and more like
deeply disturbing.
Yeah, and not like the violence is always pretty disturbing, but the themes and the things they talk about are like things that like you're like, oh my god, I can't think about this too much.
Don't think about it, Morty.
Exactly.
But it's funny because really don't think about it.
Yeah, I really don't think about it. It's not sadness if you have. Oh, guys! Oh my god, guys! I made mac and cheese this weekend, and it was like cookout grade mac and cheese, like the cookout, you know, the one
Hot
where
beans.
Like, yeah, it was good.
It was pretty phenomenal,
and nice. It was so goddamn easy that I cannot suggest it more to anybody who just wants a big vat of mac and cheese for like a thing, you know.
Was that the TikTok you posted?
Yes, and say what you will about TikTok. Now, I'm not saying anybody says bad things, but. Say what you will about TikTok, but I've learned how to cook the most interesting stuff off of TikTok. And I know I could probably learn it elsewhere, but if you have the prerogative to put in a, like, you know, 60-second video how to do something and it's instructive enough that I can figure it out, like, hats off. Rats off to you, you know?
Rats off to you.
Rats off to you.
That's bears for you.
Basically a box of macaroni, half a thing of Velveeta, half a rectangle of Velveeta. So you buy the whole one, put half of it in. I got two blocks of cheese, like the smaller blocks of Talmilk cheese. I got 4 cups of milk, and I put in Dijon mustard and cayenne pepper and a can of cream of chicken soup. And then I put it in the oven at 350 for 30 minutes, stirred it up, put it back in the oven for 30 minutes, stirred it up, put some breadcrumbs on top, and put it in for 10 minutes, and about a scoosh, bit of binks. That's how it works.
Those are the most approximate but followable directions I've ever heard in my life.
That's exactly what I thought when I saw the video. And I was like, there's no way this is that easy. And
like,
lo and behold.
Most of the things you said weren't words, but I followed it all. And I think I could go do it right now.
The thing is that whenever I followed a recipe for someone who makes barbecue sides or is like a griller and they make sides, they don't want to deal with it, right? They're already dealing with like cooking meat. So all of like the really good barbecue or grilling sides are super easy. They're things you put on and you don't have to worry about them for a while, and then you come back to them later and they're like, hey, this is done. I'm gonna eat this now.
That's Little John. He cuts meat.
Yeah.
When I do like coleslaw, I just get like a bag of pre-cut cabbage and just dump some of the pre-made coleslaw juice on it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's coleslaw.
Let Boom. It sit overnight if you can. It makes it.
Oh yeah, yeah! Bit. It's so much better the next day. It's yeah. soaks
it's
in
all. It's mildly pickled.
Exactly.
My mom told me the recipe sides. for potato salad, and it was basically she's just like put a cap of apple cider vinegar in and stir it and leave it in the fridge overnight. And I was like, Why did I never?
Everything's better if you lightly pickle it.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's just fact. That's just a fact of life. If you ever watch Bon Appetit, the YouTube channel, what's his name on there? Brad. He has a whole thing where he just pickles and ferments everything. And it's like, just everything's better if you pickle it or ferment it.
A challenge going around, or it's not a challenge, but it's a thing going around where you buy pickled garlic and you put a ton of sriracha and some other stuff in it and shake it up. And then eat it. Just eat the whole thing of pickled garlic. And I was like, that can't be good, but I really want to try it.
I'd eat it.
Yeah. Garlic's really good for you, by the way. Supposedly.
It's got the allicin in it.
Yeah.
It's all spicy.
Smallispins. Yeah. All right. Are we out of time?
Antioxidants and shit. Yeah, we're out of time. good luck fucking dealing with this shit, Kendrick. We went... everywhere.
We went all over the place. Hey, you felt things,
like
I bet.
The best parts of your week are when you get to tag these episodes, because you get to listen to us, and then we can't respond to you, you know?
Well, actually, I can respond. That's the best part. And then you guys can't respond to me, because if I were to record a response, and I've done this a couple times, you're fucked. You just have to deal with what I said.
It's like the sociopathic version of having the argument in your head in the shower. Because you're actually just listening to our voices. And you're like, no, Joe, you shut up.
And I can actually just cut in and say, no, Joe, you shut up.
And then that's the way it is, because it's solved. It's
that's a good
time.
I think you figured out the name for this one.
No, Joe, you shut up.
Yeah. I like it.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. All right, goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Bye.